young birds flying, and the soft wind blowing cools the sweat inside my palms.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, a dad's point of view. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesalin.com. That's Bruce and Salin, S-A-L-L-A-N, S like in Sam's. Drew Sams, who will be our next guest. It is time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMenCoaching.com in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMenCoaching.com's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Pleasure, Bruce.
I understand you are calling me from home. I'm glad that you decided to have a day off from the office?
I wish it were a day off. Work continues.
Well, nowadays work can be done anywhere and everywhere, which is both a blessing and a curse, as I'm sure you are well aware.
It's hard to turn it off sometimes.
Yes, and that is, by the way, that is a choice. That is a choice we can make, which is to turn it off. And it's a difficult choice for some people. And I know for myself, one of the topic we're going to be talking about in Dad Chat tonight is social media addiction. And I wrote a recent column just for the fun of it about a day in the life of myself, Thursday, which happens to be my busiest day. And when I laid out what I did starting at 6 a.m., ending at 9 or 10 p.m. at night, it was kind of, I got out of breath just reading it because it was so much.
Well, reading your columns usually takes my breath away, too.
Well, that's what I thought. It's the love and support that I get from you that keeps me going, Wayne.
Yeah. Well, making a choice about when you're going to stop work, especially when you have your own business, and with technology today, is an important thing and something that a lot of guys have problems with. But it's like anything. We have choices to make, and we don't realize that we have choices to make because so much of what happens we think is just happening to us. And the fact is we're participating in the creation of all that that's happening. And it takes some outside perspective sometimes to be able to see that, and then some support to make changes around those.
Well, you and I share being sole entrepreneurs, and so in that regard, we've rarely talked about it directly, one-to-one, the challenges that we each face running our own business. And you've been at it longer than I have, so you truly must have a good sense of that balance and the struggle that you must occasionally face.
Well, I've been sort of running my own business for a long time. The dogs are going after the delivery man.
Well, that's
one of the problems of being at home.
That's what closed doors are for. That's funny. Your previous business was not just you. You had employees. That's a whole different thing. I'm talking about being a sole entrepreneur.
Well, I had a business with a partner, and after that, I had my own business doing the same kind of work for a while.
But again, it was a company with employees, correct?
No, not when I was on my own. I was just doing it on my own. But so you have to know what those terms are. And when you are running your own business on your own, if you're a one-man band especially, it's difficult to ask for help. It's hard to know where to get it. And you can find yourself, working 16, 20 hours a day on doing your work, which is really wasn't the point to begin with.
Yeah, it's never the point when people go out on their own. But then they feel if they shut down at all, they're going to potentially lose that next opportunity. And that's the fallacy that goes along with being that sole entrepreneur.
That's about fear.
Yes, totally about fear.
And it's such a bigger picture. In the book Conversations with God, Walsh talks about, you can come from one of two places, love or fear, and all your choices are coming from one of those two places. And I think that's a very simplified but very helpful way of looking at the choices that we make. Are we coming from a place of helping ourselves and helping others, or from a place of scarcity and fear? And I think all too often we're all coming from a place of fear.
Well, speaking of caring about others, this week's column is about empathy. And I would like your thoughts either related to the column itself or just about the notion of empathy in life and during the holidays.
Well, in order to be empathic, you have to stop making it about you.
And well, enough about that. Let's talk about me.
Yes. we are in our own way around that. We're self-absorbed. We're scared. We're feeling sorry for ourselves. I mean, especially in this month, a lot of people have a hard time during the holidays, during the shortened day, the lack of sunlight, whatever it is that's affecting them. But you have to get out of the way. And the fact is, empathy is one of the greatest gifts, because if we can get there, we will feel better about ourselves. And we'll stop being so sort of obsessed with how we're doing, how we're feeling, what's going on for us, what's going to happen tomorrow. And when we make it about somebody else, it's actually a real gift. Because at that time, at that moment, you are in that moment. You're not fearing the future or thinking about the past. You're just caring about somebody else. In the men's work, we're always encouraging men to call other men when they need some help, and guys are reluctant because they don't want to be burdens. And what?
Or they don't want to reveal vulnerability.
Right. I don't want to call when I'm weak.
Right.
That sort of thing. But the what they don't realize, and although we talk about it over and over again, it takes a long time for them to get the fact that when they make a call because they're in need, you're actually doing the other man a favor. Because it's probably coming at a time when he could use a break, that he can use that help to get out of his own head to care about someone else. And all of a sudden, it's not just about you being in need. It's about you sharing, developing a relationship, and you're doing somebody else good when you think you're just going to be a burden.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that we understand that energy flow between us, so that the empathy allows us to connect. And it's a gift for both of us.
I agree. Totally agree.
Yeah. And getting out of our way is tough. That's all the work. Whether you're in therapy or being coached or what you're reading and you're journaling, it's all about getting out of our own way. And whatever you need to do to get there, whatever help you need to ask for, do it. Because the gifts are there. When you heal your wounds and you're not tormented by the past, and you can really appreciate what you have and who you have and get a clear idea of what your path is for the rest of your life.
Well said. It's funny. One of the things, of course, you've talked about so much in your writing, your book, and in group, is that it may not be about you when you are reacting to someone else and whatever it is they're saying or doing that might affect you. And my wife has recently been in a minor funk, nothing horrible. And my younger son comes to me the other day and, why is she so upset? And why is she so mad? And I knew what was going on. She wasn't mad. She was just in a little bit screwed up place. And so I said to him, I said, you've got to learn that the world really, believe it or not, doesn't always revolve around you. And sometimes someone else is just acting out their own frustrations and you might just be in the way. So try not to personalize it every time. I mean, ask the question. In this case, I can tell you, I know she's not mad at you. She's just frustrated with a few things going on, and maybe the fact that you left, dishes in the sink just triggered a button. But it's not like she's really mad.
Right. Well, her behavior has nothing to do with your son, but your son's reaction to it, because he's a bit of a pleaser, puts him in a position to think that it's about him.
Exactly. And, of course, you know my son, so that wasn't just a guess. And you're right.
That's something that we have to deal with. If you don't have that issue, you can look at someone and go, well, they're having a bad day, and it doesn't affect you. And the fact is, we can all get to that place if you want to. But it takes real commitment, because whatever the wounds you have, whatever examples you had when you were a kid, things are really ingrained. But it's not necessarily who you are. It's just what you've been taught. And if you want to show up differently, if you want to feel differently, if you don't want to be sort of the victim of everybody else's moods and circumstances, you could definitely do something about it.
Well, and that brings us full circle to the notion of empathy. If you can actually hear and look at someone's behavior towards you from a point of view of empathy, you will maybe get out of just thinking it's all about you. And I think that's the theme of the column and a little bit of our show this week. We are out of time. Wayne, please tell our listeners where they can reach you.
I'm home today.
Okay. What's the phone number?
You can reach me at bettermancoaching.com. I coach men both in Southern California, but over the phone to men all over the world.
Do you have a date for the next retreat?
Sometime September, October.
Okay, of next year.
Yeah, and it's also going to be the start of our certification program for Connect the Men, which we will continue to talk about as it develops.
Terrific. Well, listen, Wayne, I will talk to you again in 2012.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy New Year.
And you too. It is time for a break. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen or email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. This is the Bruce Salen Show, a day's point of view. That's a dad's point of view. Welcome back to Teen Wrap with Pastor Drew Sams.